With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Yesterday, it was Ukrainian President Zelensky. Today, President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. The two leaders will discuss implementation of the more complicated second phase of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. President Trump, alongside Ukrainian President Zelensky, says he believes that a deal to end the war in Ukraine is within reach.
I really believe we're probably, Mr. President, closer than, by far closer than ever before with both parties. We had some times when he was close and President Putin wasn't. Then when President Putin was close and he wasn't, you saw that in the White House. But I think they both want to see it happen.
Earlier, Mr. Trump had what he describes as an excellent 2.5-hour phone call with Russian President Putin. Mr. Trump insists that Putin wants peace, even as Russia continues to launch fresh attacks on Ukraine. Israeli intelligence has reportedly wormed its way into the ranks of one of Israel's major terrorist foes.
An anonymous Hezbollah source claims that Israel has infiltrated 70% of the group's operatives, giving it unprecedented intelligence access. The source alleges 70% of the group's members are cooperating with Israeli intelligence and stated that Israel possesses extensive knowledge of Hezbollah's personnel and families.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Winter is making its presence felt in a big way from the northern Great Plains to the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and soon the Northeast. Powerful winter storm is packing fierce winds, heavy snow, and frigid temperatures. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 27 points, NASDAQ futures off 95, S&P futures down 16 points. This is SRN News. A major church shooting rocked America in 2025.
A gunman opened fire on a children's service at Annunciation Church in Minnesota in August, killing two kids and wounding several more. The tragedy sent ripples running through the U.S. religious community, prompting churches, synagogues, mosques, and institutions of other kinds to look to their security. On a brighter note, one 12-year-old girl shot in the head in the incident and feared to become the third fatality, recovered and is back home. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Lake Tahoe school district is caught between competing policies in California and Nevada on transgenderism. High schools in California's Tahoe Truckee Unified School District have, for decades, competed in the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association so teams don't have to travel in heavy snow to competitions farther to the west. But Nevada bars boys from playing against girls, while California allows the practice. This is SRN News. An investigation is getting underway into a deadly weekend helicopter crash.
Two helicopters crashed in New Jersey Sunday morning and what the FAA says was a mid-air collision that killed one pilot and critically injured another. Video from the scene shows a helicopter spinning rapidly to the ground. The Hamilton Police Department says rescuers responded to a report of an aviation crash at about 11:25 a.m. Police and fire crews extinguished flames that engulfed one of the helicopters. The FAA says it was a mid-air collision between two Enstrom helicopters, one an F-28A, the other a 280C, over Hamilton Municipal Airport. Only the pilots were on board each aircraft. I'm Julie Walker.
The New York City subway system is retiring the MetroCard after more than 30 years. It was introduced back in 1994. More details at SRNNews.com.